From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Madeline Brand. We begin this hour with news about an experimental AIDS vaccine. It's the largest study ever done on humans on an AIDS vaccine, and the tests were done in Thailand. The results, surprising. The vaccine provided modest protection against HIV infection. Scientists say that small success marks the first time any vaccine has ever shown any protective effect in humans. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
AIDS vaccine researchers have been so frustrated for so long that they're seeing this modest advance as an important milestone. Dr. Jerome Kim is one of the study's leaders.
Our field has been marked by the failure of a number of significant trials, and people were concerned that we might not ever have a vaccine, an HIV vaccine, that prevented infection. And, you know, here we had the first ever vaccine study to reduce the risk of HIV infection in humans.
The U.S. government put up $105 million for the study. More than 16,000 young adults in Thailand volunteered for it in 2003. Half got the experimental vaccine regimen. Actually, it was a combination of two different vaccines, neither of which had shown much promise by itself. The other half got injections of an inactive placebo. The volunteers were tested for HIV infection for 3 years. Dr. Kim says the results were ready only 3 weeks ago.
The group of collaborators were sitting in the room. We didn't have an inkling. We had no clue, and there was a fair amount of tension.
The tension broke when the statisticians revealed that 51 people in the vaccine group had gotten infected with HIV compared to 74 who got the placebo. That's a 31% difference. Not a home run by any means, but Kim says the group is excited. But when the researchers looked at the results more closely, they started scratching their heads. As Kim puts it,
we don't know why we got the result that we got.
In particular, they don't understand why the vaccine had no effect in the 51 people who got HIV, even though they got the vaccine. They thought one component would at least blunt any infections that did occur. Opponents of AIDS vaccine research say the new vaccine is not likely to be widely used in people. Dr. Seth Berkley heads the International AIDS Vaccine Initiative.
We have to remember that this protection, although very exciting in humans, was, 31%. We're going to want to improve dramatically upon it, and my guess is that this is more of a stepping stone than this is the final candidate.
That is, it'll generate a lot of new science to explain how the combination of two relatively unpromising vaccines produced any protection at all. Scientists may also try to customize this vaccine for Africa, where different strains of HIV are circulating. Dr. Josh Ruxin of Columbia University heads an AIDS project in Rwanda.
What this does is it keeps hope alive. It rekindles optimism that, yes, there is someday going to be a vaccine. This really is conceivable.
But clearly, Ruxin says, this is not that vaccine. Richard Knox, NPR News.